Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Hanok.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoach. Anna Bekoach, Yedulat Yemincha, Tadil Tzera, Aleph Gimel Yutak Tzadi. Tabel Rina Amcha Sagvenu Taharein Nora. Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrein Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem Rachamei Sidkarcha Dami Gam Leim Betet Reish Tzadi Taf Gimel Chasin Kadosh Birov Tuvcha Nae Adata Tet Kufbet Tet Nunayan Yachid Gee Lamcha Penei Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimelamed E Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Palumo Shin Kufav Dadi Yutaf. We have brought the energy of creation through the Anna Bekoach into our space, and now we're going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notze Chesed L'alafim, Noseh Alon Wafesha, V'chata'a V'nakei. Now we're going to connect to the year of the goat, the year 5777, by studying two verses. The first verse that we study is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. And we will start with L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha barichu ishkin tei bitchilu. Urchimud, chilud, chilud, urchimud. Leachta l'shem yud hei bevav hei. Bechuda shilim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. Lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayhi noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adeinu konane aleinu ma'asei adeinu konanehu. Sod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into tzatzki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we're able to permute them into dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that we studied to connect to the year of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. In this verse, the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, is concealed. The letters of the verse, the letters of the name, are separated by seven letters each. Kim Bado Adonai. Yo-hei-wah-hei, Elohe-hem tadibaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 is the year of the pause, and there are also two verses that connect to this energy. The first of the verses we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Rata kohanim ha'yulimat willo yaflu lehashit et kol ha'olot vayahaskum achechem ha'levim ad kilo tamlacha yad yitgadshu ha'kohanim. Ki ha-levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me'akohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe Lalahe Wa-wa-wa Yo la yo ala me hey 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 aka reka ha. The second verse that connects to the year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26 verse 4. Bihu ba Adonai yo he wa he ade ad ki biya. Yo hey Adonai, yo hey wahe, tur olami. The year 5775 is a year that has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to that energy, and the first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo kishemi meni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. And then there's 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavo iyam asher yitchabe sham wishavtem elai el nahon. Wehalachti itchem wechayim yeshno v'aretz v'chipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is from Job also. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved ro'av yomru ayom. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy, and that's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakan ta'ta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu. Bene avla la'anoto asher barishona. There's we're going to now read a verse from the Zohar from Parashah Yitro, Pasuk 29, that has the energy of certainty. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane nan dekucha berichu koma de aved leela witata ko la iu ishot the ovada ikshot veleila mila ialma ivae bar Nashladasya Leya Mineya Ulan Hagabeya Dilana Dilahu O Vadad Nikshot Inun Wikola Itzterich Bi Alma. Now we're going to scan the 72 names of God. Please scan the first six rows. And the seventh row. Wahe wa danu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. And scan the last two rows. And the 72 names of the Tzaddikim. Please scan the first six rows. Wahe wa dalayo he yoshi alame nu he a nu wahe te nu wata me lahe he ayo. And scan the last two rows. And the tzaddikim that left this day, which is the 10th day of Tammuz. There's only one tzaddik who left this day. Rabbi Eliezer of Nutzat. He was the son of Rabbi Tzvi Halevi Horowitz. And the 8th verse of the Anna B'Koach we say in a whisper. Tonight's class is the continuation of the introduction to the book of the Zohar, an essay by Rabbi Yehuda Ashlag. We're going to start with section 45, and you can find the handout in row 16 of the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. It's row 16, the right-hand column. It's a link to the landing pages for Rabbi Ashlag's essays. When that link opens up, scroll down to number 31. And that will open up to section 45. And that light of Nefesh is called the light of the holy still in the world of Asiya. This is because it corresponds to the purity of the still part of the will to receive in man's body. It shines in spirituality like the still category in the corporeality and physicality, whose particles have no individual motion, but only collective motion, common to all the items equally. So it is with the light of Partsuf, Nefesh of Asiya. Although there are 613 organs within it, which are 613 forms of receiving the bounty, these changes are not apparent within it, but only a general light whose action enfolds them all equally, without distinction of details. On this page, which will probably take at least two classes, I did not make any written commentary. As we go along, I may choose to make verbal commentary. but I want to let you know in advance there's not any written commentary on this page. So it may require to understand it by my students to ask questions. Section 46. Bear in mind that although the Sephirah are godliness, and there is no difference in them from the head of Keter in the world of Adam Kadmon, through the end of the Sephirah of Malchut in the world of Asiyah, there is still a great difference with respect to the receivers. And this is so because the Sephirot are considered lights and vessels, and the light in the Sephirah is pure godliness. But the vessels called Keter, Chachma, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut, in each of the lower worlds, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, are not considered godliness, but are rather covers that conceal the light of En Sof within them, and ration a certain amount of light to the receivers. Each of them will receive only according to the level of its purity. And in this respect, although the light itself is one, we name the lights in the Sephirot Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yeshida, because the light divides according to the qualities of the vessels. Malchut is the coarsest cover, hiding the light of En Sof. The light it passes from him to the receivers is only a small portion, related to the purification of the still body of man. This is why it is called Nefesh. What is the still body of man? It's the chemical components that make up your body, our bodies. So it's carbon. And it's water. These two elements, and there are many others that I didn't mention, they're the lowest level. They have atoms that move within them, but essentially they're all connected to the body. And so they're considered one with the body. And so whatever light they receive, they all receive, all of the atoms, all of the essences in all parts of the body receive the same light. And this is not true in the higher levels. The Kli of Tiferet, the vessel of Tiferet, is purer than the Kli of Malchut. The light it passes from En Sof relates to the purification of the vegetable part of man's body, because it acts in it more than the light of Nefesh. This is called the light of Ruach. What is the best vegetable part of a man's body? It's different organs, perhaps. It's different molecules, perhaps. I'm not really sure because I've never really thought about it before. The vessel of Tiferet is purer than the vessel of Malchut. The light it passes from En Sof relates... Oh, I already read this paragraph. I'm sorry. The Kli of Bina is purer still than Tiferet, and the light it passes from En Sof relates to the purification of the animal part of man's body, and it is called the light of Neshama. Now, what would be the animal part of man's body is the consciousness of emotions. But what causes those emotions within the body? They tend to be the different hormones. That would be referred to as the animal part of man's body. The purest of all is the Kli of Chachma. The light it passes from En Sof relates to the purification of the speaking part of man's body. It is called the light of Chaya, and its action is beyond measurement. These are the vessels of thought, the brain, the nervous system. Section 47. In Partsuf Nefesh, which man one attains through engaging in Torah and mitzvot, without the intention, there is already a point from the light of Ruach clothed in there. And when one strengthens and keeps the Torah and mitzvot with the desired aim, he purifies the vegetable part of his desire to receive. And to that extent, he builds the point of Ruach into a complete partsuf. And by performing the 248 positive mitzvot with intention, the point expands through the 240 spiritual organs. And by observing the 365 negative mitzvot, the point expands through this its 365 tendons. When it is completed with all 613 organs, it rises and clothes the Sephirah of Tiferet in the spiritual world of Asiyah, which extends to him a greater light from the endless world, called the light of Ruach, which corresponds to the purification of the vegetable part of man's body. And all of the items of the still, vegetable, and animate in the world of Asiyah related to the level of Tiferet aid once parts of Ruach to receive the lights from the Sephirah of Tiferet in all its entirety, as was explained above with the light of Nefesh, because that it is called the holy vegetable, vegetative. The nature of its light is like the physical vegetative. There are distinct differences in motion in each of its elements. So in the spiritual light of vegetables, or the vegetable part of the body, there is much strength to shine in unique ways for each and every organ of the 613 organs in the partsuf of Ruach. Each of them manifests action, power, related to that organ. Also, with the extension of the partsuf of Ruach, the point of the next degree above it, extended from it, a point of the light of the Neshama, which dresses in the internality. What it's saying is the Ruach is a covering, is a garment for that point that is the Neshama. But it's only when the Ruach has been completed into a partsuf that has 613 components, does the Neshama start to expand from a point to a line and from a line to more, and eventually becoming a partsuf. Verse 48. And by engaging in the secrets of Torah and the flavors of the mitzvot, he purifies the animate part of his will to receive. And to that extent, he builds the point of the soul dressed in him in its 248 organs and 365 tendons. When the construction is completed and it becomes a partsu, it rises and dresses the Sephirah of Bina in the spiritual world of Asiya. This kli is much purer than the first kli, Tiferet and Malchut. Hence, it extends a great light from the endless world called the light of Neshama. And all of the items of the still, the vegetative, and animate in the world of Asiya relate to the level of Bina, aid and serve one's partsuf of Neshama in receiving all its lights from the Sephirah of Bina. And it is also called the holy animate because it corresponds to the purification of the animate part of man's body. And so is the nature of its light, as we have seen with the corporal, the physical animate, which gives a sensation of individuality to each of the 613 organs of the partsu, that each of them is alive and free, without any dependence on the rest of the partsu. And last, it is discerned that the 613 organs are 613 partsufim, unique in their light, and each in its own way. And the advantage of this light over the light of Ruach in spirituality is as the advantage of the animals, the animate, over the still and the vegetative in physicality. And there also extends a point from the light of Chaya of Kedusha, which is the light of the Sephirah of Chachma, with the emergence of Partsuf Neshama and dresses in its internality. Section 49. And when he has been rewarded with the great light called the light of Neshama, each of the 613 organs in that Partsuf light fully shine in their own unique way, each as an independent partsuf. Then there opens before him the possibility to engage in each mitzvah according to its genuine aim, for each organ is the partsuf of Neshama, lights the path of each mitzvah related to that organ. And through the great power of those lights, one purifies the speaking part of one's will to receive and inverts it into a desire to bestow. And to that extent, the point of the light of Chaya, dressed within him, is built in its spiritual 248 organs and 365 tendons. When it is completed into a whole partsuf, it rises and dresses the Sephirah of Chachma in the spiritual world of Asiya, which is an immeasurably pure kli. Therefore, it extends a tremendous light to it from the Ein Sof called the light of Chaya, or Neshama to Neshama. And all the elements in the world of Asiya, which are the still, the vegetable, and the animate related to the Sephirah of Chachma, aid him in receiving the light of the Sephirah of Chachma to its fullest. And it is also called holy speaking, since it corresponds to the purification of the speaking part of man's body. And the value of that light in godliness is as the value of the speaking in the physical, this means that one obtains the sensation of others in a way that the measure of that light over the measure of the spiritual still, vegetables and animate, is at the as the advantage of the physical. The physical speaking over the corporals, or the over the physical still, vegetable and animate. And the light of En Sof dressed in this partsuf is called the light of Yechida. Section 50. Indeed, you should know that these five lights, the Nefesh, the Ruach, the Neshama, the Chaya, and the Yechida, received from the world of Asiyah, are but the Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida of the light of Nefesh, and have nothing of the light of Ruach. This is because the light of Ruach is only in the world of Yetzirah. The light of Neshama is only in the world of Briah. And the light of Chaya is only in the world of Atzilut. And the world of Yechida is only in the world of Adam Kadmon. But if everything exists in the whole, appears in all the items also, down to the smallest possible item, thus all five discernments, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida, exist in the world of Asiyah as well, although they are only Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida of Nefesh. Similarly, all five discernments, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida, are found in the world of Yetzirah, which are the five parts of Ruach. And also there are all five discernments, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida, in the world of Briah, which are the five parts of Neshama. And so it is in the world of Atzilut, which are the five parts of the light of Chaya. And so it is in the world of Adam Kadmon, which are the five parts of the light of Yechida. The difference between the worlds is as we have explained in the discernments between each of the Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida of Asiyah. Section 51. Know that repentance and purification cannot be accepted unless they are totally permanent, that he will not turn back to folly, as it is written. When is there teshuvah? When he who knows all the mysteries will testify that he will not turn back to folly. Thus, as we have said, if one purifies the still part of his will to receive, he is rewarded with a partsuf of nefesh, of asiyah, and he ascends and close the Sefirah of Malchut of Asiyah. This means that he will certainly be granted the permanent purification of the still part in a way that he will not turn back to folly. And then he will be able to rise to the spiritual world of Asiyah, for he will have definite purity and equivalence of form with that world. But as for the rest of the degrees, which we have said are Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida of Asiyah, corresponding to them, one should purify the vegetable, the animate, and the speaking parts of one's desire to receive, so that they will clothe and receive those lights. Yet the purity does not need to be permanent until he who knows all mysteries will testify that he will not turn back to folly. That is so because the whole of the world of Asiyah, with all of its five sephirot, of Keter, Chachma, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut, are actually only Malchut, which relates only to the purification of the still. And the five sephirot are but the five parts of Malchut. Therefore, since he has already been rewarded with purifying the still part of the will to receive, he already has equivalence of form with the whole of this world of Asiyah. But since each Sephirah in the world of Asiyah receives from its corresponding discernment in the worlds above, thus the Sephirah of Tiferet of Asiyah receives from the world of Yetzirah, which is all Tiferet, and the light of Ruach. And the Sephirah of Bina of Asiyah receives from the world of Briah, which is all Neshama. And the Sephirah of Hachma of Asiyah receives from the root, from the world of Atzilut, which is all Chachma, and the light of Chaya. Thus, although he has permanently purified only the still part, he has purified the remaining three parts of his desire to receive, even if not permanently. He can receive the Ruach, the Neshama and the Chaya, from Tiferet, Bina and Chachma of Asiyah, though not permanently. This is because when one of the three parts of his will to receive awakens, he immediately loses these lights. Section 52. After he permanently purifies the vegetable part of his desire to receive, he permanently rises to the world of Yetzirah, where he attains the permanent degree of Ruach. There he can also attain the lights of Neshama and Chaya from the Sephirot of Bina and Chachma that are there, which are considered Neshama and Chaya of Ruach. Even before he has been granted and purified the animate and speaking parts of permanently, as we have seen in the world of Asiyah. Yet this is not permanent, for after he has permanently purified the vegetable part of his desire to receive, he is already in equivalence of form with the whole of the world of Yetzirah, in its highest degree as written about in the world of Asiyah. Section 53. After he purifies the animate part of his desire to receive and turns it into a desire to bestow, until he who knows all mysteries will testify that he will not turn back to folly, he is already in equivalence of form with the world of Briah. And he rises there and receives the permanent light of Neshama. And through the purification of the speaking part of his body, he can rise up to the Sephirah of Chachma and receive the light of Chaya that is there, although he has not yet permanently purified it, as with the Yetzirah and Asiyah. But with the light, too, does not shine for him permanently. Pasuk 54. And when one is rewarded with permanent purification of the speaking part in his desire to receive, he is granted equivalence of form with the world of Atzilut, and he rises there and permanently receives the light of Chaya. And when he is further rewarded, he receives the light of the Ein Sof and the light of Yechidah, dresses in the light of Chaya, and there is nothing more to add here. Pasuk, or section 55. Thus we have clarified what we asked. Why does man need all the upper worlds which the Creator had created for him? What mean has man for them? Now you will see that one cannot bring contentment to one's maker if not with the help of all these worlds. This is because he attains the lights and degrees of his soul, called Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yeshidah, according to the measure of the purity of his desire to receive. And with each degree he attains, the lights of that degree assist him in his purification. Thus he rises in degrees until he achieves the amusements of the final aim in the thought of creation. It is written in the Zohar about the verse, "He who comes to be purified is aided." It asks, aided with what? And it replies that it is aided with a holy soul, for it is impossible to achieve the desired purification of the thought of creation except through the assistance of all the Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yeshidah degrees of the soul. Pasuk 56. And you should know that all the Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yeshidah we have spoken of thus far are the five parts by which the whole of reality is divided. Indeed, all that is in the whole exists even in the smallest element in reality. For example, even in the still part of the spiritual Asiyah alone, there are five discernments of Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yeshidah to attain, which are related to the five grand general discernments of Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yeshidah. Thus, it is impossible to attain even the light of still of Asiyah except through the four parts of the work. Therefore, there is not a person from Israel who can excuse himself from engaging in all of them according to one's stature. And one should engage in Torah and mitzvot with intent in order to receive the level of ruach of his stature. And he should engage in the secrets of the Torah according to his stature to receive the level of neshama according to his stature. And the same applies to the team, to the flavors of the mitzvot, for it is impossible to complete even the smallest light in Kedusha, in holiness, without them. Section 57. Now you can understand the aridity and the darkness that have befallen us in this generation, such as we have never seen before. It is because even the worshipers of the Creator have abandoned the aggregate, the engagement in the secrets of the Torah. Maimonides has already given a true allegory about that. If a line of 1,000 blind walk along the way, and there is at least one leader amongst them who can see, they are certain to take the right path and not fall in the pits and obstacles. Since they are following the sighted one who leads them. But if that person is missing, they are certain to stumble over every hurdle on the way and will all fall into the pit. So is the issue before us. If the worshipers of the Creator had at least engaged in the internality of the Torah and extended a complete light from the endless world, the whole generation would have followed them, and everyone would be certain of their way that they would not fall. But even if the servants of the Creator have distanced themselves from this wisdom, it is no longer the whole generation is falling, because of them. And because of my great sorrow, I cannot elaborate on that. Section 58. Indeed, I know the reason it is mainly because faith has generally diminished, specifically faith in the holy men, the wise men of the generations. And the books of Kabbalah and the Zohar are filled with physical parables. Therefore, people are afraid lest they will lose more than they will gain, since they could easily fail and with materializing. And this is what prompted me to compose a sufficient interpretation to the writings of the Ari, and now to the Holy Zohar. And I have completely removed that concern, for I have evidently explained and proven the spiritual meaning of everything. That is in abstract and devoid of any physical image, above space and above time, as the leaders will see, to allow the soul of Israel to study the book of Zohar and to be warmed by its sacred light. And I have named that commentary the Sulam, the ladder, to show that the purpose of my commentary is as the role of any ladder. If you had an attic filled abundantly, then all you need is a ladder to reach it. And then all the bounty in the world will be in your hands. But the ladder is not a purpose in and of itself. For if you pause on the rungs of the ladder and will not enter the attic, your goal will not be achieved. And so it is with my commentary on the Zohar, because the way to fully clarify these most profound of words has not yet been created. But nonetheless, with my commentary, I have constructed a path and an entrance for any person by which to rise and delve and scrutinize the books of Zohar itself. For only then will my aim with this commentary be completed. Section 59. And all those who know the ins and outs of the holy book of Zohar, that is, who understand what is written in it, unanimously agree that the holy book of Zohar was written by the godly Tana, the sage Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Only some of those who are far from the wisdom doubt this pedigree, and tend to say, relying on fabricated tales of opponents of this wisdom, that its author is the Kabbalist Rabbi Moshe de Leon, or others of his contemporaries. We're going to stop here. We're about halfway through this section, this essay. Does anyone have any questions? There are no classes tomorrow, Tuesday, because of the 4th of July. Our next class will be at 4:30, a mini Zohar class on Wednesday, followed by questions and answers at 7 p.m. Shalom to all. Have a peaceful week and a wonderful 4th of July. Shalom.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.